Stand right up there where I was standing.
Oh, boy, this is a heavy responsibility here.
Remember Brother Soul, what he do when he came to the into the pulpit? Remember Brother Soul? Remember what he
did? Yeah, I remember Brother Soul, yeah.
Yeah, he took his shoes off. He would not walk in the pulpit with shoes on.
Oh, is that right?
You remember, you don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, my name is Ray Hernandez. I'm from Tehachapi. I'm pastoring that little church right there in Tehachapi right now. But anyhow, I go way back 35 years ago, and Brother Jim Phillips and we end up visiting Brother Jim's church where he was pastoring, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church back then. And, of course, I was in Pentecostal ranks for about 8 or 9 months because I'm basically Catholic. You know, long story short, I went to that Baptist church because my brother Joseph and Cindy invited me to go. So to me, you know, back then, it didn't make a difference where you go, you know. So I wasn't educated as far as what local New Testament churches were. So anyhow, I was there for about 3 or 4 months, and I just kept hearing things that I never heard before. Well, something happened that, you know, I thought I was saved, you know, and something just didn't make no sense. And one day we went to the church building, and I thought I left my wallet there, and I was trying to look for my wallet. And we couldn't find it, and he ended up coming back home. And before he left, I said, "Can I talk to you?" So we talked, and he asked me some questions. And he asked me if I was saved. I said, "I don't know. That's what I don't know. I'm a little confused right now because Pentecostal ranks have a whole different view of how to be born again, you know." And so he got to talking and preaching to me. I can almost say every word that we talked, exactly what we talked 35 years ago. But he read Romans 10, 9, and 10, Ephesians 2, and 8. And he just only told me, he said, "Well, key thing in here is you have to acknowledge that you have rejected, key words, rejected Jesus Christ as your personal Savior." And he said, "Do you want to be saved?" I said, "Yes, I do." You know, and I remember saying, I says, "I want to be saved because, man, this is Sunday night. A bunch of drunk drivers around here. Lab will come around the corner and wipe us both out. And I ain't ready." So I remember that vividly. So anyway, I started praying. I asked God to forgive me for rejecting His Son. And then that was it. And I asked Him to come into my life after that. Then He looks at me and says, "Well, Ray, what do you think?" And I just looked at him and says, "Well, what do you mean? What do I think?" I says, "Do you think God heard you?" His exact words. I says, "Well, you said, you know, you quoted Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus the Lord and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. With the heart man believing, resulting in salvation." And you quoted Ephesians 2 and 8. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself." I had to take it at face value. But I did ask God to forgive me for rejecting His Son. And so He gave me a little heads up. "Okay, well, welcome to the family of God." Okay, after that, He just gave me a little heads up. "Okay, now things might get a little rough for you. Because Satan's going to run on a rampage. Okay, so don't be surprised at this man." So anyhow, after it was all said and done, He left. I stood out there in my front yard, and I said, "Man." I looked around. It was like 11:30 at night on a Sunday night. I said, "Man, what just happened?" I felt so happy. I wanted to yell. Wake up my family, you know, they're already asleep, you know, and after that, it's, yeah, the battle did come, yeah, for sure, it did, but anyhow, that was, I don't know, shortly after that I wanted to serve the Lord. I didn't know anything about the Bible, but I knew one thing, you know, you're saved, now what are you going to do? You got to serve somebody, and I wanted to serve God, and I've been doing it ever since, and I sat under Him for the time that He was there, but I've been feasting on that first beginning with a desire to learn and to grow. You know, and my abilities of reading and that were not great back in those days. And I just kept plugging at it, you know. I drilled Him a lot of times, this and that, you know. And so He taught us. We taught a lot of classes. You know, looking at His classes now is like looking back in the past. And all the teaching that we've been through, Western civilization, Greek classes, Baptist history, which I really love Baptist history, doctrines, you know, all kinds of studies and teachings that this man ran us through. To me, of course, it was all going over my head. But it's okay. I said, I was hungry. I'll catch it later. But anyhow, after that was my beginning. You know, I've been serving the Lord for over 35 years now, you know, my family and myself, you know. And I appreciate this man for being there for me all that time. And you guys are very fortunate to have them. Yeah, I'm sure you guys realize that already. And that's my story.
You want to lead us in prayer, brother?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for this time you've given us to come together to read scriptures and to study and to gather our thoughts, Father, about spiritual things, Lord, that we may understand what it is to live a kingdom life here on earth, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Lord, that laid his law down for us, Lord, as unworthy as we are, Lord. We thank you so much for your Son. We thank you especially for the Holy Spirit, Father, that leads and guides your churches and those who teach your word, Lord. And we thank you so much for overseeing all these things, Lord. I pray for this class, Lord, that you be with these brethren here, Lord, as they continue to learn and grow and increase in wisdom and knowledge, Lord, so we can go out there and reconcile the world back to you, Lord. Be with Brother Jim, Father, to continue to teach in his ministry, Lord. Give him the help that he needs, Father, to keep on plugging on, Lord. I don't know how long we'll have him here, Lord, but we'll take advantage of him in the meantime, in the time that he's here. But thank you, Lord, for everything. We ask you for your return quick, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ray.
You're welcome.
God bless you, brother.